Oh my gosh, was that you on the escalator? Because I'm telling you, it was me on the escalator. There are those times in our lives when we just get stuck and we just don't know. Do we go up? Do we go down? Can we not? What is this? Oh my gosh, we just get stuck. All through November, we are talking about the power in our lives of change. And sometimes that power is great and sometimes that power is really wicked. It's good and it's bad, and it's all wrapped up into one. Well, 2 weeks ago, what we talked about was the fact that it's not the change that gets you. It's the transition. All change is one event, and then we have to learn how to live into that event. Last week, what I told you was you need to be ready. Be ready and let go. We cannot move forward in change and transition unless we are ready and willing to let go and move forward. Well, today, here's what I want you to take home. God gives each of us gifts, and we are here in a neutral zone. Use the gifts that God has given you to be the person God intends you to be the community God intends you to be, and to do the things that God intends you to do. All right. Let's jump in. Let's talk about a neutral zone. Let me give you a biblical story on this. And Moses went up into Egypt. And in Egypt, he went to the people, the Hebrew people, and said, "You have been in slavery for over 400 years. It's time for you to come out." And of course, they knew nothing different. They were stuck with that slavery, and that was the whole concept of their life and existence. Freedom was a very foreign concept to them. And then Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." 10 plagues, Passover, and the day came when Pharaoh said, "Get out, get out, get out." And the people went out with Moses into the wilderness. Now, what we don't remember is that the people went with Moses down through the wilderness, down to the promised land. They were actually right there by the Jordan River, ready to cross over, but they got cold feet. Moses had sent spies in. The spies came back, and part of the spies said, "Oh my gosh, it's great." And part of the spies said, "Oh my gosh, it's too dangerous. We can't do this." They were not ready, and so Moses took them back out into the wilderness. It was 40 years that they spent out there. And what that meant was that all of the people who had come out of Egypt were gone, and it was the new people who were ready to move into a new territory. What do I call that? I call that a neutral zone. For 40 years, the Hebrew people wandered with Moses in a neutral zone. What is a neutral zone? Well, it's a nowhere between two somewheres. It's the in-between. It's the eye of the hurricane. However we would choose to define this, you know what I mean. When there's change in our lives, a lot of times there is this dead spot afterwards where we're trying to figure out which end is up and now where do we go and what does that look like. That's a neutral zone. A neutral zone. And God calls us to live in a neutral zone so that we can prepare to go on for what is coming. Here's the parable that Jesus told today. A man was going to go on a long trip, and while he was away, he wanted somebody to take care of his estate, and so he called in 3 servants. The first servant was given 5,000 talents. What is a talent? A talent was basically a decade's salary. This was a huge amount of money. To the first servant, he gave 5 talents. To the second servant, he gave 3 talents. To the third servant, he gave 1 talent. The first servant took all of that and went out and increased it. The second did the same. The third did not. A long time later, the master came back and he sat down with each of the servants and he said, "So, how'd you do?" And of course, the first servant with the 5 talents said, "Look what I did. I got 5 talents more." And the second servant said, "Look what I did. I got 3 talents more." And the third servant said, "Yeah, well, my job was to protect what you gave me, and I did a great job of protecting it. Here it is back." The first 2 servants, Jesus said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. To whom much has been given, will more be given." But to the third servant, he said, "You really don't get it. You're out of the pool." What was the deal? What was the deal? When the master gave them the money, that was the change. Then they went out into the neutral zone, and the master came back, and there was the resolution. There was the full transition. In the neutral zone, that nowhere between 2 somewheres, Jesus was giving them permission and ability to go do something. When you are in a neutral zone, God is still calling us to move, to be, to respond. In each of our lives, God has given us the talents, the resources, the abilities to do something with where we are at. The point is not the amount. The point is not that we are this successful or that successful. The point is that we're trying, that we're moving, that we're responding to the gifts that God has given. Responding to the gifts that God has given. When we are in a neutral zone, a lot of times people get really uncomfortable. What am I doing? And I just wish I could be back to normal. Oh my gosh, how many times have all of us said that? Can we just go back to normal? No. We're not in normal. We're in neutral. We're in the neutral zone when we have had to let go of part of our old identity because we're living into a new identity. Whatever that means in whatever your situation is. So what does it mean then? To live into those gifts. Well, whatever it is that we have, whatever it is that we've been given, we live into this so that we can become the people that God intends us to become. But it's not just about individuals. It is about us as a community, as a church, as a state, as a nation, to become the community that God intends us to be, living together, working together. Why? So that we can do the things that God intends us to do. This world is a hurting place, and it so needs our loving hands. And here we are in the neutral zone. Well, what do you do? What do you do when we're in the neutral zone? A lot of times, I know that I have spent hours in my office that when I'm having a lousy day, all I can do is just sit. This last week, I received word that a friend of mine died of COVID. And all I could do for an hour and a half was to just be a zombie in my office chair. That was it. That was the biggest thing that I could muster up to do. This is what the neutral zone feels like. There's all kinds of ways that we are distracted, that we are dead in the water, that we just feel helpless or hopeless or all of the things. All right. So let's talk about the neutral zone. The neutral zone is all of those things. But the neutral zone is also more. The neutral zone is also the place where we can hear the voice of God quietly saying to us, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God." The neutral zone is the place where we have a chance not to push, but rather to sit back and to think and to reflect Do you know what this means? The neutral zone is a place for innovation. Here's a story for you. In World War II, there was a regiment of French soldiers that was sent down into North Africa. This was a very different place for them to be. This was an environment that they were out of their element. And as they were out in the remote areas, especially down into the desert areas in that northern Sahara area, the supply lines couldn't keep up with them. They became separated, and getting them supplies became very, very difficult because the regiment didn't just stand still. They kept moving also. Well, they managed to find enough water, and they managed to find enough fuel, and they managed to find enough food. The number one thing that was becoming very difficult for them was clothes. The day came when a Red Cross truck found them with clothes. Now, even though these were not French uniforms, they at least were decent clothes that worked in that environment. But there was a problem. For some reason, these clothes did not have the labels that they needed. Nobody knew what the sizes were. Either there were no labels or the labels were illegible. Now what do you do? So the commander decided, living in that neutral zone, he decided how he was going to do it. And so he gathered all the men, and he said, this is going to take time, but here's how we're going to do it. I want you to form a circle. And it so happened that the commanding officers were first in the circle, and then it went around, and the lowest ranking were at the end. And he said, now what we're going to do, we're going to start passing out clothes. Each man was to get one shirt, one pair of pants, and a pair of shoes. So they started with the shirts, and they simply passed him down the line, and he said, okay, guys, sort it out. When a shirt comes, if it fits, put it on and keep it. If it doesn't, pass it on. Go, go, go. Then came pants. If they fit, keep them. If not, pass them on. Go, go, sort it out, sort it out. Here are the shoes. If they fit, keep them. If not, pass it on. Go, go. This was how they got out of the neutral zone. It was all about creativity and innovation. How do you deal with something that didn't exist before? Now, let me tell you about some of the things that are going on inside of this church. What is fascinating is that about one-third of this congregation are worshiping with us in person. We have five different ways that you can worship with us in person. So one is at our Saturday night worship service. One is at the early Sunday morning and then the late Sunday morning. But we also, when the weather is good, we still have people out worshiping in our healing garden with outdoor worship. And we always have people who pull up their cars and are worshiping just in the vehicle. But then, my friends, there is you. You who are regularly worshiping every week with us online. We have about a third of our congregation that are doing that. But then we have the last third, and we're not quite sure where they are. So there's lots of us out there. We have families that are still busy on the weekend with soccer tournaments and figuring things out. We have families that are just out of the habit of coming into worship. And so we're constantly moving and working to say, okay, here we are in the neutral zone. The pandemic started in March, and no one knows when it's going to end, but here we are in the middle of it. So now how do we be positive and creative in what we're doing? The levels of innovation that are happening inside of this congregation are huge. Things that we never could have dreamed of 8 months ago now are just routine. Well, like what? Well, of course, this worship service. Online worship did not exist 8 months ago, and now it does. And we're not going back. We love it. And every week, we're trying to figure out what are the mistakes that we made, how do we make it better, how do you keep innovating, how do you keep iterating? Like what? Well, we have an active youth ministry that is working and getting together as much as they can, and sometimes it's electronic. We have an active children's ministry, and that ministry is working out. This last week, one of our college children's leaders had to go into isolation. She didn't test positive, but her friends did. And so she's in isolation. It didn't slow us down at all. She just does the ministry right from her dorm room, and life is grand. Life is good. Like what? What else are we doing? We're preparing for Bible study coming up. I want to invite you to join us for Advent Bible study. It's going to be beginning the week of November 29th as we get closer to Christmas. And we're working on how do we do that Bible study electronically. We already do Bible studies. Now we're figuring out how do we expand it and invite everybody in. These are times of high innovation and creativity, and it's the neutral zone. We're still figuring out, but what we are doing is taking the gifts that God has given us. We're working with people in ways that we never would have imagined a year ago. We're taking the gifts that God is giving us and using them to become the people that God intends us to be, and using them to do the things that God has intended us to do. What does this sound like? What is this? Well, how about those words from Micah? What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That is who we are, and that is what we're doing. In the midst of the neutral zone, it's not the change that gets you. It's the transition. And we're learning how to be ready to let go. How does this affect your life? I want you to cut yourself some slack. It's okay to be in the neutral zone. It's okay some days to just be a zombie. And it's okay to begin to identify ways that you can move and that you can act and that you can walk with God in new and innovative ways, small ways. It's all about letter writing. Small ways, it's all about phone calling. Small ways, it's all about being present with the people you can be present with and doing what you can do. That's who we are and where we are right now. Welcome to the neutral zone. No matter what that neutral zone is for you, breathe deep. Cut yourself some slack. Sit back, be still, and know that God is God. Allow those innovations, those new thoughts to bubble up. It takes time. Know that you have permission to move forward and to move and act without fear, knowing that God is already there ahead of us. May it be that you this week and the life and the Spirit of God can move beyond being stuck on your own escalator into a motion and a place where God is already waiting for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, you know the ways in which we are stuck. Guide us that we might be able to move through that and past that. We know you're waiting for us here. We know you're waiting for us on the other side. Lord, guide. In Jesus' name, amen.